khair will clash with shar. Khair means righteousness will clash with sinfulness or sinful acts. Tyranny will clash with justice. And the noor of Islam or the light of Islam will clash with the darkness of transgression and joining partners with Allah. These four things will clash with four things. Now, as a Muslim, what we have to understand is who will win. If you don't understand this rule, you see, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the word Sunnat Allah, the rule of Allah. This rule of Allah will show who will win. Unless a Muslim understands this rule, there is always a likelihood and a liability that he will run after the material world like a madman and forget the object of his life and make the material world a reason for his success. And in gaining this material world, naturally he will have to break the orders of Allah. You see. So therefore, it is essential for a Muslim to understand this rule, because the material world is two-pronged. It is two-pronged. It has two results. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala split the earth, took up water from this earth, causing the sustenance of Ismail alayhi salatu salam. The same earth, the same material world, the same action, splitting of the material world, the earth. And Qarun was buried. When the earth split, Qarun was buried and the earth closed upon him, causing his death. So the material world is two-pronged. If we run after the material world, forsaking the rules of Allah and the orders of Allah and the pattern of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this material world will bring us to disaster, not only here, disaster in the grave, disaster in the arena of Ashar, and disaster in crossing the bridge from where we'll drop straight into hellfire. And if we adhere to the rules of Allah, the orders of Allah in using the material world, then with the order of Allah, the material world will be in our favor. And if we do not understand this rule of Allah, which was clearly demonstrated, shown and clearly demonstrated to us by Rasul-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1406 years ago, if we do not understand this rule now and continue in this mad gold rush, then my dear friends, on two occasions we'll have to cry blood. But crying of blood will be of no avail whatsoever. One will have to cry at the time of death, as the Quran states. إِذَا جَاهَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ رَبِّ الْجُونَ لَا لِيَعْمِلُ سَالِيًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُكَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ وَقَائِلُهَا وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Oh Allah, return us back to this world which we are just now leaving, so that we may perform those acts which we forsook when we were in the world. The simultaneous and instantaneous reply of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is impossible. These are utterances coming from their mouths. They have to lie in their grave till resurrected on the day of judgment. And on the day of judgment, what will happen? Every human being suffers from three defects, including the Muslims, who are the demonstrators of the world, whom Allah has given an international status according to the Quran, whose Rabb is Rabbul Nas, not Rabbul Muslimin, the creator of the entire world, not only the creator of the Muslims, whose book is Shahru Ramzan Alladhi Unzila Fihi Al-Quran Hudan Linnas, the guidance book of the entire world till doomsday. Not only the guidance book of the Muslims. Or Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the prophet for the entire world. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell them, O people, I have been sent as a prophet towards all of you put together. We have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, into the world, but as a mercy for mankind. Mankind. We have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, into the world, but as a prophet for the entire world. To give the glad tidings on obedience of Allah of Jannat, paradise. To frighten the people of Jahannam, hellfire, on disobedience of Allah. But most of the people do not know. Either do not know due to lack of the knowledge of the Holy Quran, or due to the material world sitting on top of our head, and we have made that the object of life and put the object of life behind and made the necessities of life into the object of life, and when reminded of the object of life, we bring in as the excuse the necessities of life. You see? And why is this? Because every human being has three defects, including the Muslim, who is the guide of mankind. If you raise your hand like this, you cannot see the back. You try and see, you cannot see. Limited vision. You cannot hear behind this wall. Limited hearing. And 2 seconds afterwards, what is going to happen? Are we going to die or are we going to live? Are we going to remain wealthy or become poor? Will be healthy or ill? Will be at liberty or in prison? Will be in peaceful conditions or disturbed conditions? We don't know. That is hidden from us. Except Allah, no one knows. Due to these three defects, the whole world, including the Muslims, who are the demonstrators, who have been shown the correct type of life, are also running after the material life, material world. With the result, they have forgotten the object of life. When reminded, it is a Greek and Latin to them. It's a cock and bull story, they don't understand. You see, on the day of judgment, these three defects will go in the twinkling of a second. وَنُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ فَتَرَ لَا زَبَارِزَةً وَأَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا وَأُرِيدُوا عَلَى رَبِّكَ صَفًّا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّن نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا. You see, when the mountains will be moved and the whole earth will be reduced to a plateau, And everyone from the time of Adam alayhi salam to the establishment of the day of judgment, Qiyamah, will be brought in front of Allah from all nooks and corners of the world and made to stand in front of Him rank after rank without exception. Then these three defects go like that in the twinkling of a second. So He has come in front of me as born on the first day. In your pride and ignorance, you used to think that this promise will not be fulfilled. Are you sure that you stand in front of me now? So the first defect gone. 2 seconds afterwards, what is going to happen? We stand in the presence of the Almighty Allah to reply to everything that we have done in the world. We thought the money and the body to be ours. According to the Holy Quran, it is not ours. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. In compensation of paradise, this has been purchased by Allah and given to us as a trustee. So now if the trustee uses the body and the money without the permission of the owner, he stands charged with the charge of misappropriation in front of Allah. The second defect of hearing, gone. وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. This will be heard by everybody. From the time of Adam alayhi salam till the establishment of doomsday, everyone that is present in front of Allah will hear this. Oh, the defaulters stand aside. Oh, the kafirs stand aside. No, defaulters. You see, those who are demonstrators, kafirs of course will stand aside. Apart from the kafirs, the demonstrators also, who were supposed to be demonstrators, who did not demonstrate, who became copycats, who became dolls on a stage, who danced to this tune of the string pullers, the animal kingdom of the West, behaved like dancers in a circus, forgot the object of life, did not enjoy right, did not forbid indecency. In 10,000, one did not perform this action. So they have to stand aside. Then the vision, the defect of the vision will go. Those who march on the line of desires, beghairat ban jo chahe kar, become shameless and do whatever you like. So the kafirs plus the Muslims, who disobeyed the orders of Allah, who disobeyed the demonstration of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, march from the back till they reach, till they stand back opposite the gates of hellfire. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. The only difference between a kafir and a Muslim is, a kafir will remain in hellfire forever. A Muslim will have to be purified and then he will go into Jannah due to the recitation of the kalima la ilaha illallah. That too, if he dies in a state of reciting the kalima, and those who march on the line of orders, driven from the back till they stand flat opposite the gates of Jannah, paradise. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. Now when the three defects are gone, the confession starts. رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِنَا لَا مَلْسَالِيَ لِنَّا مُوْقِنُونَ. Oh Allah, our seeing has been perfected, our hearing has been perfected, our iman is kamil. We have seen Allah, that was in ghaib. We have seen Jannah, that was in ghaib. We have seen Dozakh, that was in ghaib. We have seen the Malaik,
that was in Rahib. We have ourselves seen our own records.
وَقُزِيَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا.
The record of deeds will be placed in the hand, and the defaulters will look in a frightened manner in that book and say, what type of record is this? Every major and minor crime noted to the last letter, last detail. The answer of Allah is, they will find in that book what they have done. Your Allah is not a tyrant, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
So when these three defects have gone and we have passed through the question of the grave, man rabbuk, ma deenuk, man nabiyuk, you see, when you tell this to the so-called literate, illiterate, you see, he says, when I fall down from an aeroplane and my body is disjointed, where is the Hisab Kitab? He doesn't understand, you see, a simple theory that the ruh is intact. And that Allah that collected all the particles from the atmosphere and turned those particles into rain, and from the rain he produced the crop, and from the crop he produced the blood, from the blood he produced the semen, and from the semen he produced the clot of blood, and from the clot of blood he produced the human being. So when he could do all this, do you mean to say lying in 6 feet of earth he cannot collect and bring that person together